owned and operated company, Pilgrim was one of the largest employers of African Americans in Augusta. Solomon W. Walker, a black grocery delivery boy, envisioned creating a benevolent society. The cost for a benevolent society charter was $25, but Walker had only $2.50. To raise the remaining funds, Walker enlisted the help of three other young black men, Thomas Walker, Walter Hornsby, and James C. Collier. The state of Georgia passed a law requiring all benevolent associations to place a deposit in the amount of $5,000 for the protection of policy or certificate holders, causing Pilgrim Health and Life Insurance Company to merge and convert to the Pilgrim Health and Life Insurance Company. The company provided jobs for more than 700 black Augustans. Atlanta Life Insurance Company purchased Pilgrim in 1990. In 1991, Pilgrim merged with Atlanta Life and moved its offices to Atlanta, leaving Augusta after 90 years of business in the city. Again, this Black History Moment is presented by Lisa Bowdry-Rouse, Marketing Coordinator for Amerigroup.
This moment in Black History is brought to you by your local Augusta Aiken Honda dealer. When looking for a new car, SUV, or truck, don't settle for anything less than a Honda.
Hey, what's up, guys? Pastor Kim from Tabernacle Baptist Church, one church, multiple locations, and it is an exciting time to be able to share these impactful spiritual vitamins with you every single day. Listen, this is what the Lord laid upon my heart, and I hope that this gives someone some clarity and some strength for the day ahead. Insert people who make you better. Who in your life makes you better? In the day, the scriptures talk about that iron sharpens iron. In other words, you need to surround yourself with people that can help you improve and not function at a dysfunction, but help you be better in every area of your life. Who do you need to acknowledge that is making you better? Once again, it's PG Pastor Goodman with your spiritual vitamin.
I'm a good person. I pay my taxes. And then, right when I get my refund check, bam, car dealers want it for a down payment. Well, not this year. I'm going to Evans. Evans Kia.
It's a crime to pay more than a dime.
Even during tax time.
At Evans. Evans Kia.
One dime total out of pocket.
And if you're worried about credit, forget about it. If you bring home $450 a week, you get up to $30,000 in credit. 30 grand.
All you need is a job and a dime.
And right now, get new 2018 Kia Rios from 15.2.
Plus acres of pre-owned.
If you bring home $450 a week, you get up to $30,000 in credit. 30 grand.
It's a crime to pay more than a dime, even during tax time.
Now, at Evans. Evans Kia.
Where customer service is their number one priority.
Before you buy, give Evans a try.
Call 800-NEW-KIAS.
EvansKia.com.
To qualified buyers, expires month end.
Get your tickets now for the annual Lucy Craft Laney Museum Heritage Gala, Saturday, February 24th, 6 p.m. at the Augusta Riverfront Marriott. It's dinner, dancing, and a silent auction. Special presenter is Augusta native Russell Joel Brown, who toured Disney's The Lion King. Tickets are $100 per person. Visit www.lucycraftlaneymuseum.com for details. Sponsored by Perry Broadcasting, The Augusta Chronicle, and WRDW-WAGT.
You're listening to Praise 96.9 and 1550, your praise and inspiration station.
I do want to remind you that you can go to speakingwith.com and you can check out each week the week's guests and topics. You can also listen online, whether you want to use your laptop, your desktop. Don't laugh now. There's still people who have laptops. There are plenty of laptops out there. Desktops too. But of course, the good news that still has me excited is that in addition to those devices, you can also use your smartphone because the program is optimized for smartphone use. And so it is very, very smartphone user friendly now. So you can listen anytime, anywhere. Anywhere you have your smartphone, you can go to speakingwith.com, click on this week's guests and topics if you'd like to start there. If you want to just go right to the broadcast, cool, that works too. So we're on live with you Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 on 1550 AM The Voice, and on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3 on 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB. And we are online at speakingwith.com. And so we definitely encourage you to listen at your convenience. Power Friday, we're going to take a look at some very successful teams. They have brought together healthcare. I guess you could say, yeah, healthcare or health. Yeah, maybe we'll just say health matters and software. They brought the two together. And I'm talking teens now, teenagers, who have actually created a software application that assists with health. I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow and more. Tomorrow, Friday, Power Friday, right here on Speaking With. We will also have some of this week's Into the Future on Saturday. Some of it, not all of it. Of course, we're doing some of it today. But you'll also get a chance to take a look into the future as we continue to hear from our newest citizens, the Hubots, the humanoids, the robots, including Sophia. I tell you what, them changes, ladies and gentlemen, them changes. All right, so some of you want to know what you need to do in order to be remembered long after you've left this earth. All right, we talked about the importance of managing your image, but not too much. Here's the next idea. Choose your career wisely. People who are, you know, just not fortunate enough to be born into power still have a decent chance of being remembered, especially if they focus on changing the world through their ideas. For example, philosophers. Back way back in the day, philosophers weren't particularly well known by the general public. They occupied a rare part of the world, and those deemed to be atheists were seen as suspect and weird. Yet thousands of years later, their work still guides modern thinking, and they're so widely known they can be considered to be household names. Lynette Mitchell says that they really changed the way people thought, and that's why they remained important. However, ancient philosophers had the added advantage of fewer competitors, since most people of their time were illiterate. Finding fame gets harder to achieve without original ideas, but it's still possible to come up with revolutionary thought experiments. Back in 2013, a team of scientists went on the hunt for the world's most influential academic. They scoured the internet for those who were mentioned the most frequently. They performed a complex analysis, and they came up with this. A team of scientists in the year 2013 were trying to determine that of all the world's most influential academic professionals, who was the most influential? Guess what name they came up with? You're going to love this. Karl Marx. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Karl Marx. As Da Vinci and Galileo and Isaac Newton inch towards a millennium of fame. Can you imagine that? 1,000 years after they've left, we're still talking about Da Vinci. We're still talking about Galileo. We're still talking about Isaac Newton, Darwin, and Einstein, clocking up centuries of fame. It might be tempting to opt for a life in a laboratory, but nowadays, even a Nobel Prize won't necessarily do the trick. Science used to be seen as a heroic individual discovery, which was never quite true, but it was more true then than it is now, according to Harrison. Not only is science now much more collaborative instead of much more individualistic, but as with philosophy, the low-hanging fruit has already been plucked. One of the difficulties facing scientists today, then, is that it's difficult to understand what their discoveries mean. For example, people are struggling to grasp black holes and string theory. And as this is going on, even modern-day geniuses such as Stephen Hawking may be lost, though his life makes for a good story. Other professions to avoid include sport and music. If you want to be remembered long, long, long after you're gone, they're recommending that you avoid sports and music. They say the sporting heroes impact a generation, but once they start to go out of living memory, they decline. That according to Ruth Penfold Mounts, who's a sociologist. So Dr. Penfold Mounts is really convinced that although David Beckham is a force now, way down the road, after he's gone, he will be gone. He won't be remembered. That's what she's thinking. Songwriting is particularly risky for one big reason. Music tends to date. Of the entire output of the last 1,000 years, the last 1,000 years, very little has endured for more than a century apart from classical music. It's hard to imagine our descendants listening to the Beatles in their flying cars and spaceships, with genres evolving, especially at such a pace. After all, few people are aware of the melodies of St. Godric of Finchelle, or who was an English hermit and popular medieval saint who wrote some of the oldest surviving songs in English around the start of the 12th century. To stand the best chance of being remembered, it's perhaps best to choose a career in politics. But don't try to copy your heroes from way, way, way back when, from antiquity. From Caesar to Boudicca. Back then, the best remembered rulers were renowned for their skill as warriors or military strategists. Those from more recent history, such as Nelson Mandela, Abraham Lincoln, Gandhi, are known for leading revolutions or advancing human rights. So, maybe major parades and stuff like that are not the way to go if you want to be famous in the 21st century. What do you think so far? You might want to try your hand at literature. Like ideas, great stories seem to just live on and on. So long as you make copies. For ancient writers, it's all a matter of the chance survival of texts. But there are some cases where there's only one surviving copy, and Latin literature would look very different if that had perished. He gives the example of Virgil, the Roman poet, who after 11 years working on one text, ordered that it be destroyed on his deathbed. He worked on that text for 11 years and said, hey, when I die, it dies. Kill it. Destroy it. It wasn't quite finished, and he was mortally embarrassed in the event that anyone should see it. Fortunately, his executors kept it anyway. And check this out. It's considered one of the great epics of his time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that gives us some look at, you know, as we look into our own specific futures, how we may go about the business of being remembered, remembered, remembered. Is that even important to you? Well, I'll tell you what is important. I would like for us to be about the business of doing everything in our power to make sure that the memories that we have of our family lives are as pleasant as possible. That's where it counts the most. I'm not saying it doesn't count anywhere else, but especially in the family. I think it's so unfortunate when we have people who do heroic things and make very beautiful memories for people across town, around the world, but in their own home, they fail to do the same thing. Let's make our families our priority. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you.